As you know, after his enlightenment, the Buddha spent a great deal of his time wandering from place to place, making known the Dharma or truth he had discovered, and the way leading to its realization. Much of what he said is preserved in the Pali scriptures. But although we have, in some cases, what may well be the Buddha's actual words, we probably do not appreciate how powerful was the effect of those words on the listener when spoken by the enlightened one himself. What we usually find happening is that, in the course of his wanderings, the Buddha meets someone, whether a wealthy Brahmin, a fellow wanderer, or a young prince, and the two of them get into conversation. As the conversation deepens, the Buddha begins to speak from the depths of his spiritual experience. In other words, the Buddha expounds the Dharma. The Dharma emerges. Sometimes, when reading the Buddhist scriptures, we get the impression that the Dharma is a matter of lists, the five of this and the six of that, and so on, and that it is an excessively schematized and tabulated thing. But it certainly wasn't like that at the beginning. It was all fresh, all original, all creative. The Buddha would speak from the depths of his spiritual experience. He would expound the truth. He would show the way leading to enlightenment. And the person to whom he was speaking would be absolutely astounded, absolutely overwhelmed. In some cases, he might not be able to speak, or to do more than stammer a few incoherent words. Something had been revealed to him. Something had burst upon him that was above and beyond his ordinary understanding. For an instant at least, he had glimpsed the truth, and the experience had staggered him. Time and again, on occasions of this sort, the scriptures tell us that the person concerned exclaimed, "Excellent, Lord, excellent," as if one should set up again that which had been overthrown, or reveal that which had been hidden, or should disclose the road to someone that was astray, or should carry a lamp into darkness, saying, "They that have eyes will see." Even so hath the truth been manifested by the Exalted One in many ways. In this manner would he express himself. Then, out of the depth of his gratitude, such a person would fervently exclaim, "Bhutang saranam gacchami, dhammang saranam gacchami, sangham saranam gacchami. To the Buddha for refuge I go, to the Dharma for refuge I go, to the Sangha for refuge I go." We can now see not only where the going for refuge had its origin, but also something of its tremendous spiritual significance. The going for refuge represents your positive emotional reaction, in fact, your total reaction, your total response to the spiritual ideal when that ideal is revealed to your spiritual vision. Such is its appeal that you cannot but give yourself to it. As Tennyson says, we needs must love the highest when we see it. Going for refuge is a bit like that. You've seen the highest. The highest has been shown to you. Therefore, you must needs love it. Needs must give yourself to it. Needs must commit yourself to it. That commitment of yourself to the highest is the going for refuge.